up that diesel. Let's go diesel.
Okay, I just wish that we had the closure of seeing this man just like leave FedEx Field one last. Remember that shot from 2020 of Trump? I think it's maybe after one of his rallies, and it didn't go well. And he's walking back from the helicopter, and his head is down, his shirt's untucked. So I need that Daniel Snyder visual right now for tomorrow morning. Just like Daniel Snyder leaves FedEx Field for the last time after 24 years.
He wasn't going out like that. He probably cleaned that shit up or had somebody go pick his shit up. He wasn't going for that.
Never, you know. It's funny because we've really just ended up just not hearing from this guy, right? Like, he's a recluse.
Yeah.
So I think that's like the one thing in the Snyder era that has been, that I think has made us even more pissed off at Snyder, right? Because we don't ever hear you talk, right? Even when you do, you said clumsy shit like the Thanksgiving, you know, the dumbass Thanksgiving thing. So, like, you don't even seem to have a personality of any sort. So it's like, why are you here? Like, that, I think that's where the fan base got to. It was like, why do you own this team, dude?
Oh, he also went MIA because, like we discussed, he fucked himself over, dog, releasing them fucking emails or texts, whatever the fuck it was, from Gruden. Like, I think he's now realizing over in London, wherever the fuck he's at, like, I really, like, fucked myself over. All I had to do was shut the fuck up.
Right.
Accept this fake suspension, which really wasn't a suspension. But instead, right. I wanted to take the attention off myself. Yeah.
You should have been, like, suspended for years.
He's feeling that shit right now.
They let you even help write the statement, bro.
Mm-hmm.
But you wanted to be suspended 1 month.
Yeah. Well, that was wild to kind of relive last week, reading that story that came out. I forgot who wrote it, but
Don Van Natta, Seth Wickerson.
Don Van Natta.
They cover all NFL fuckery no. correspondents.
You know, in some great fuckery detail. What's the journal ESPN? Outside the Lines.
Outside the Lines. Oh, yeah.
Oh, when they got you on Outside the Lines, that means you looking at 5 or 10.
We've had multiple Outside the Lines specials.
Yep, all on Dan.
Just about us, Dan Snyder.
It's wild to just relive like the fact that he was so far out of the woods. Like, he had even gotten like such a good deal with the NFL that he was negotiating the terms of his own suspension. He wrote his own fucking press release.
Like Pablo Escobar, dog. Mm-hmm. It's like Pablo Escobar on Narcos.
Yep.
And remember, he was calling radio stations. He called the Tom Lavero's people and was like, "Hey, by the way, I'm not suspended. The team got fined." Like, he was in that kind of mode after, you know, walking scot-free on this, pretty much. But he just couldn't help himself. At the end of the day, he couldn't fucking help himself. And the story of Daniel Snyder is that the man didn't answer for any mistakes he made over 24 years, took no accountability. And now he's down to his last few hours as owners, he's going to leave town in silence. Nobody will see or hear from this man again. And I mean, frankly, that's the way I want it. But I'm mad that we didn't get, like, not even an apology, I'm sorry, fans. I know that I was one of you and I fucked you over for a quarter century. My bad.
He would never.
Everybody wants closure. Everybody wants closure when they go through some sort of trauma in their life. I'm not saying that he was ever going to give us that.
You think this has been traumatic for Dan? You think it's been traumatic for him? Do you think that Dan Snyder experiences trauma?
I feel like I'm going to be honest. I don't want to make light of actual trauma. I don't want to make light of actual trauma.
His behavior is so Trumpian. It's
a good way to put it.
He don't give a fuck about no damn fans.
Nope. Never has. Never will. Come on, man.
He couldn't give a fuck. Sue the old lady, bro.
You knew he didn't give a fuck about us?
The man sued an old lady.
Charging us, $50. What was it? Was it like training camp or some shit?
Yeah. Yeah.
Or some, I forget what the fee was. I could be over exaggerating, but come on, man. We knew he didn't care about us.
He never did
anything for the stadium. He charged the team, charged the fans $70 for parking. Like, come on, man. Like, the closure is this motherfucker getting voted out tomorrow. That's all the closure I need. I don't need to hear from him. I don't need to see him. Good riddance.
I don't think he experiences closure in that way. The man don't give a fuck, man.
He about to get $6 billion. He don't give a shit.
This nigga should have lost his team. Should have lost his team. They let him write his own suspension, non-suspension. Like, then you out here trolling people, telling them you're not really suspended. You need to stop saying I'm suspended because I'm not suspended. Like, oh, don't this forget is Trump behavior.
Cliff, don't forget, had the nerve to do a PowerPoint for the emails.
Oh, listen. The PowerPoint, to me, the PowerPoint is such, it's like Trump authoritarian behavior. That, like, you're in a room with people who are richer than you, just as powerful, if not more. You don't give a fuck. Don't give a fuck, Paul. Look at showing emails. Just run on some. I'm not really threatening you, but I'm just saying. that kind of behavior, that kind of person ain't gonna apologize.
Fuck no, man.
You think Snyder thinks he's in the wrong at what happened in DC?
Nope. I don't think that.
He thinks it's Vinny's fault.
Well, that was his defense too. He was telling people, "Well, Bruce was the one that was responsible for the culture, and I left him in charge. I should have been more hands on." Like, nigga, shut your ass up, fucking turd.
Hey, I'm not expecting an apology from Daniel Snyder. I'm expecting him to. I don't think he thinks he's done anything wrong. I in my heart of hearts, I believe that he doesn't think he's done anything wrong.
Yeah, of course. He's about to be the victim.
Yep.
Like 100%.
Ain't that some shit? Ain't that some shit? After 25 years, this man learned nothing. This man is about to walk away with like an 800% increase on his initial investment in the team. He's going to escape to London, never to be seen or heard from again, but he'll always believe that he was done wrong here, and that bugs me. It just bugs me.
Willie, you don't think we're going to see Darius Snyder again?
Oh, we're going to hear... I don't know. I've had that in the back of my mind, Cliff. Like...
In what context, though?
I don't know. You know,
Dan Snyder is a fucking loser, though.
He's a loser. Dog. But you know what?
There's no circle in which that he might penetrate. He was the owner of my favorite football team. Now he is not. It's not like I'm going to see this motherfucker in cons with Beyonce and Jay-Z and shit.
Yeah, but you know, bruh, G.W. Bush started painting, and all of a sudden, everybody liked him.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Nigga started painting by numbers. And it was just like, okay, well, he's not a war criminal anymore. So, I'm just saying, there are ways in which people become sympathetic figures again without us even being able to predict, you know what I'm saying? There's no way this is the last we've heard of Dan Snyder. There's no way.
You know, he over in London like, you motherfuckers think you gonna get rid of me like this?
Something up his sleeve, Cliff. He knew. We will hear from him again.
Yep.
Whether it's because of his dirt, once again, ends up, you know what I'm saying, showing itself. We're gonna hear from Dan again.
For sure.
What if this man just decides to go scorch earth and he got one more silver bullet in the chamber that he's waiting for, like, just Saturday morning, he's just leaking shit. It's like, oh, well, as soon as that wire transfer go through, nigga, I'm sending this all to the press.
You know what's funny?
Wouldn't surprise me.
Who the hell would be surprised?
Nope, not one bit.
Just, there is nothing that could be reported on Dan Snyder that I would consider to be unbelievable.
How could you take hear anything about this man or things he's done? Dog, hearing that shit, the PowerPoint presentation is the wildest thing I've ever heard in my entire fucking life. Like you said, Cliff, men that are so wildly rich and powerful, you wouldn't even believe it. This man had the fucking Excel 97 spreadsheet open talking about, I'm just saying, Kraft is rubbing the corner like, is this nigga serious?
Right. These are people that could literally take your team tomorrow. That's how little you give a fuck.
Oh my God.
These niggas could take your team today. You went in that room and threatened them.
What do you think Jerry was thinking through all this? Because Jerry's always been a dance corner. What do you think Jerry was thinking?
I think Jerry respects the audacity. He respects the audacity, dog. Because Jerry doesn't move like that. There's a little bit more charm to Jerry. Snyder don't got no charm. He's got no tact.
Okay? Right.
He couldn't even like go pull someone aside and say, "Hey, just so you guys know. Boom, boom, boom. I've been following y'all." Jesus. I had a private investigator follow all of y'all niggas. He had a private investigator follow everyone.
Oh, my God.
And everybody found out, and they still didn't take your team.
Yep. Took the words out of my mouth, Cliff.
They got him on tax evasion. Real shit.
I think tomorrow the vote's going to be 28-3. It's not going to be unanimous. You know who's going to be the three that's going to vote no?
Who?
Jerry. The Mara family. Who's the Eagles owner? Lurie?
Lurie on his own stay.
I knew you were going to say that. Bro, if I'm
that's what they going to say. Motherfuckers,
Cowboys fans, Eagles fans, Giants fans, they all pouring one out tonight because they know they had us 25 years strong. Like, no matter what we doing, we always count on the bum-ass Redskins to be around because Daniel Snyder not going to get it right. Now, not saying that we're going to turn around right away, but it can't possibly get worse. You don't have the least qualified nigga of all time running our team anymore. So,
exactly.
At least now we were on level footing to a degree. But we'll see. Did y'all hear, what's the Bama from Philly's name? The big WIP guy, like they're Skip Bayless, really bombastic, be saying whatever.
Oh, fuck is his name? He has the mustache.
He was on Sheehan the other day. He's on Sheehan. What doesn't bother me?
Well, you know, I cut back on Sheehan's ass. I missed that,
bro.
Eskin,
Howard Eskin.
Let me tell you. Actually, I'm gonna reference this because I want everybody to go back and listen to it if you have a chance. He had Howard Eskin on his radio show for a segment at some point last week. It might have been Friday. And you know how Sheehan got this, like, condescending way of talking about the team and the fans. Like, it's bad, and if you disagree, then you're stupid, this and that. The way this man, Howard Eskin, was shitting on the Redskins, shitting on this franchise, shitting on Josh Harris, called this man a carpetbagger, saying he don't know what the fuck he's doing, he don't know sports, say he's just in it for the money, and he has no passion behind any team he owns. It was so bad. Even Sheehan was like, damn, calm down, Eskin. It was so fucking seething. I'm going to link this in the podcast. I'm going to link it in the bio of the podcast. Everybody go listen to the interview that Howard Eskin did with Kevin Sheehan on Friday. The shit was wild. I was listening to that show yesterday. I was like, is this man really going in like this on Harris?
He must be salty on the Sixers losing the second round. Dog, they're about to get so much money. Fuck what he paid. Like the sponsorships, the sponsors that they lost from having the team name, like they're going to get a new name. Someone could possibly change the name of FedEx Field. Like, they're going to get so much guap, bro.
They're definitely selling that name.
Yeah.
Like, can't call this shit FedEx anymore. That is part of rebranding post-Snyder.
Mm-hmm.
You can't call this shit FedEx Field. That shit got a bad energy.
Yep.
Everything about FedEx Field is bad energy.
They could call that motherfucker Deer Park Stadium for all I care. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah,
get rid of that.
Can't call that shit FedEx anymore. FedEx.
Well, let me ask all this. It was one of the questions I had written down. What do you think the first tangible change under Josh Harris that we're going to see? I think that we all know the long term goals of Josh Harris and his team are going to be. But the first thing that you notice as a fan once Daniel Snyder is gone and Josh Harris has inserted his influence on the franchise, what do you think it's going to be? Between game day experience or just...
I think it's going to be changing the name of that stadium. How much longer
you think it's
going to
be changed
stadium?
Like this season, you think?
How much longer are they there?
At least until 2027. Yep.
I think it's going to be the first one of the first things he does.
Well, someone said they already put new screens in there.
Well, yeah, but that was going on before Josh Harris had had taken. I think I was already in the works, right? That's a Snyder move.
Possibly. They can apparently get rid of the FedEx name and make money off doing that.
Yeah, for sure.
I think they're going to do it.
Well, the first thing you're going to see, like Cliff said, it's going to be stadium related, and you're also going to see your owner actually hold interviews more, be a little bit more transparent with the fan base, with the local community. Like,
answer a fucking question.
Yeah, like not fucking hide in your suite with a bunch of fucking Coors Lights. So he's gonna be, you know what I mean? Like, you're actually going to hear from your owner, you know what I'm saying? From the front office, not named Jason Wright or team president. Like, back in the community. Do something like downtown in D.C., not hide out in Loudoun County.
Like, why the fuck are we asking Ron this question? Where's the owner of the team?
The fuck?
Yeah. Well, on what Corey said, I think that these places downtown will be more welcoming to, like, the franchise and the Commanders and such and such. I'm not saying that Dan Snyder couldn't show his face anywhere in D.C., but I think that the presence of like, a fresh owner who, you know, has the whole fan base kind of having renewed hope and bringing new fans back and bringing new fans in, that places in D.C. where Commanders were a joke might, you know, be more welcoming to the team and such and such. I don't know if that makes any sense, but...
No, it does, because even Jason Wright has said it in his several interviews where he's like, we're trying to get the team back a part of the community. It's like they were isolated. Like I said, they spent so much time in Loudoun County, Virginia, Ashburn, like you'd only see them when they come to FedEx Field. They didn't hold anything in D.C. It was nice, like, even for the draft. Like, they actually held the event at the, what is it, where MGM is at, the harbor.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. They would have never done that in the past. So I think you're just going to see more stuff locally, you know what I mean? Which is a good thing. Bring the fan base back.
Definitely. I know that we have this party tomorrow. I know that we had joked for years that if Dan Snyder sells his team that there's going to be a parade. And there's obviously not going to be a parade, but this party tomorrow is a close second. Like, I feel like it's going to be a cathartic release for the fan base. I'm going down there. I just want to see the scenes. I want to see people in that joint having a blast, just celebrating the fact that Daniel Snyder is gone and he don't got to be part of our lives or our fandom anymore. It's wild that Daniel Snyder was such a crummy owner. This man was so bad at his job that he brought generations of fans back together and shit.
Right. They celebrating like when Saddam's statue came down. That's how this is being celebrated. Fucking decades of oppression. That's what it feels like.
Real shit.
I'm serious.
Like, I ain't gonna lie. I'm not even like, to be honest with you, like, it's not even, I'm not even jumping for joy right now. I'm just glad this shit is over. Like, I have Snyder fatigue, bro. Like, this is all we've ever heard. This is all we've been talking about. It's very rare we had stories about the football team. And now to get back to football is what I'm more excited about.
Yeah.
It's just time to move on, man.
The last 15 years, it's been
awful.
Like, the Snyder bullhorn, that shit has become louder and louder and louder. And I would say post-Griff, like the Griff and Shanahan era, like since then, it has been the focal point of the franchise.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, when they changed the name on 2/2/22, what happened the next day?
Man, that congressional hearing.
There you have it. Like, even when they have something that's trying, you know what I mean? Like, you're trying to change for the positive, even though a lot of people don't look at name change as a positive, but it's just like, there was always a headline. No matter what, draft a player, there's a headline next day. Like,
the crazy thing? He became so hated that we got made fun of for changing our name, even though people were asking that we change the name.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's how much people didn't like him.
Yep.
Right. The name is what it is. I'm not going to make a comment about it because I know it's a widely panned opinion. But do you remember how they was clowning us for being Washington football team? And then when it said, I'm not going to call them that until they change the name to something permanent. And then it was Commanders like, you know what? Go back to Washington football team. I'm like, dog, make up your mind.
Right.
Make up your mind. Can't like win. It's just like you just don't like Snyder and that's that. Y'all saw that little clip I sent you guys the other day of Greg Rosenthal from the Around NFL podcast saying that, you know, I wanted 31 fan bases to be happy and then Washington. I don't, you know, it's not even about the fans. it is some clown shit, but it goes to show that people hated Snyder so much that they were willing to dump on an entire fan base. Innocent fans, like fans who had done nothing but just support their team through this bullshit because of Daniel Snyder. It's wild.
But what the fuck Daniel Snyder do to Greg Rosenthal?
Right. He just hates him. Just hates him like everybody else. I don't even blame him.
See, but the crazy thing is, and this was Snyder's point. I'm about to sound like a Snyder defender. This was his whole point. They got the rest of y'all do dirt too. Why is it only I get the hate?
Because you sloppy. You sloppy.
All right. Well, I got the PI following you sloppy too.
Dan, like, oh, I'm sloppy. Okay, wait a minute, motherfucker. Look at this motherfucking PowerPoint.
Is he the worst owner ever? We're going to take out like owners who've done other wild shit. Like, we're not comparing him to Marge Schott, who was a flagrant racist.
The old throwback. Straight up. Just a throwback racist.
I mean, also, I'm a Knicks fan, so James Dolan is pretty high on my list as worst owner ever. So.
Just casual with the ERs. Marge was
wild.
Wild. Like you this is how you talk at home, for real. Marge is straight shooter. He's a straight shooter, dog. Yeah, probably the worst.
Gotta be top three, right?
Given what he purchased. Right. Dolan's different. Dolan was given the team because he's a shitty son. that's not even an exaggeration. He literally was given the one thing that it was thought that he couldn't fuck.
But Dolan would fucking watch the Knicks lose by 40 clip. Then he'd have a fucking concert where he's playing the guitar the next night. Like if you don't sit your goofy ass down, nigga, we just got smoked by the Celtics. What are you doing?
Doing concerts.
God.
I would say it's got to be him. Obviously, I think there have been owners who didn't have any money. I think there was like an Islanders owner who didn't actually have any money. That's obviously pretty bad.
Yeah.
Given what he inherited, like what he purchased, right? And let's not even go through the value stuff because that's like a different conversation. The reputation of what he purchased compared to when he purchased it, you would have thought he did this on purpose.
Yep.
Yeah.
He actually didn't like the team growing up. He actually hated them. His life goal was to buy them and destroy them.
That's on some Ted Lasso shit.
Yeah, that's really.
This man was taken from day one.
if it turned out that that was the case, it would all make sense. Because you couldn't. You had to do this on purpose.
I don't know, man. I have a hard time picking anybody but Dan at this point. The thing about Dan is, I don't know about y'all. I thought Dan was fugazi from the second we hired him. Like, Dan was bad from maybe, I would say, from the time he yelled at Norv after that Dallas game in 2000. Like, when he went in the locker room and undressed Norv in front of the entire team, I was like, yeah, we're in trouble here. He's been bad his entire tenure. There's been some low points, but I dare anybody to point a real high point during his ownership group. Yeah, 2012 was really exciting, but it was a 10-6 team. Like, that is the most impressive thing he's done as an owner.
The quarterback's leg fell off at the end.
That part. Right. I'm about to say, the one good thing you had, and you found a way to fuck it up royally.
And, like, you found a way. Like, you literally... Not the franchise front office fuck this up. No, like, you were literally the problem in this scenario.
Bro, Robert and his dad went straight to Dan. The Shanahan said, no, we got to rock with Kirk. Dr. James Andrews on the sideline sitting there with his holding his dick. Dan was just like, put him back in. I was like, what is this?
Oh, my God, dog.
I'm just trying to imagine, like, how those conversations transpire, bro. Like, hey, Mike, he need to put Robert back in the fucking game.
But you know Snyder's rude as fuck, too. Yeah. So he's got to be the worst.
Oh my God. Yeah, he probably is, Paul, to answer the question. Especially since we lived through it. So yeah.
I mean, the only good thing I can say at this point right now is at least it wasn't going to last forever. We never thought this day would come. Gentlemen, a year ago, 8 months ago, we thought this day would never, ever get here. We thought that he would be here for the rest of our, I mean, for at least our adult lives. He's relatively young. How old is Dan? Like, not even 60 yet, right? Like, 55?
Mm-mm. Yeah, he's
he was going to own this team for the next 20 years. I mean, the meaningful part of our fanhood, like our adult lives, he was going to own that shit, and we would have to watch this man just continue to just break down every little piece of this fan base until there was nothing left. And I'm glad that we get to see a new owner and bring some new hope to this team, man. It doesn't feel real. It really doesn't. I know that I'm just, I'm repeating myself again, but I can't believe it's going to happen. I never thought it would happen on some Obama shit. I was like,
yeah.
You want to see a black president in our lifetime? Mm-hmm. Nah, no way.
Yeah, like a year before then, you'd have been like, no, absolutely not.
I'm pretty sure we've had several conversations about that too, when we were like, he's not selling the team. He's not going nowhere. We all need to accept this shit. So I hope they figure it out.
So either get over it. Oh my God. Like, tell the same to fuck off. He's not going nowhere. But we should have known when he changed the name that maybe there was a chance.
Yep.
Because he was pretty adamant the name was not going to change.
Told the media you said that shit in caps.
But you know what's wild though? It's wild thinking back now that we never thought Dan would sell the team, we never thought Dan would change the name, and he probably wouldn't have if he hadn't taken out that $300,000 or $300 million loans in the NFL.
Yeah,
and then the minority owners caught wind. They were like, oh yeah, watch this. We want you to change the name, motherfucker, or we're pulling all our money. FedEx, Nike, Coca-Cola, all of us gone. And of course, Dan cares about the money, so he agrees. But it's wild that after all that shit, like, I'm not saying it's the one thing that would have saved him with some of the fans, but changing the name to save his own ass is kind of like, damn, right? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, some fans hate you for a lot of reasons, but some fans held on because, like, we're hardline Redskins fans. We're like,
yep.
If you don't change that name, we'll support you no matter what. Mm-hmm. And he let them down too, which is crazy.
And this all happened in part because he was doing such a piss poor job running a team that he needed a $300 million loan.
Yep.
Yeah. He needed that money.
And you're running a major market team, not playing in fucking Duluth, Minnesota.
Right. This man's playing in fucking Washington, D.C. I think it's the sixth or seventh biggest market in the NFL. This man is starving for cash. Starving. Yeah, that brother's starving.
Like, what's going on here?
One of the storied franchises, man. There's no other way to put it. A three-time Super Bowl champion franchise.
And the sad part about it is like, if, let's say, beyond our wildest imaginations, this team won, let's say they won a Super Bowl within the next, like, 5 years. Let's say they won two in the next 6 years. It'll never be the same. Like, his stink will always be here. Like,
oh, no, you're tripping.
Feel me on that?
You're
feel
tripping. That? Nah, no. if it literally went from Snyder leaves, oh, they're putting up banners again?
People would be boosted. People would be boosted.
The stench would be gone. It would be such a rejoice. Like, oh, it literally was just you. You were literally the problem. You literally left and we won a Super Bowl. Like, we literally started competing for Super Bowls again. The worst thing would be is he leaves and we steal some shit.
You're right. Yep.
I think the style of special, I think it stays around more.
Yeah.
Right. I feel you in that. Let me address that part first.
Because they'll still be leaking shit about us. They'll still be leaking shit about us, man.
Right. I just feel like the past 25 years, like, as a fan of this team, who, you know, was a teenager when Snyder took over, the part of your life where you're, like, the most into sports and you're really into, like, a football team. And, like, because, you know, when you grow up in life and you start have other distractions in life, career, kids, family, this and that, like the football like is what kind of like leaves you a little bit. When you're a teenager in your 20s, all you do is think about is like, oh man, we gotta get this fucking Redskins game this weekend. Let's get the cooler, let's get the grill ready, right, let's get right, tickets, right. Yada yada. And he kind of robbed us of that, you know, that part of my life, because I, as much as I love this team, I knew we weren't going anywhere. We were going to games buying tickets for like $8 just to go. We want to see them, knowing these niggas were about to get slaughtered.
Yeah, he robbed us. He robbed us. Yeah. But like, they're like, they're gonna be people for whom the next 5-6 years, this they're gonna be. They only would have known Commanders.
Absolutely. Yep.
You know what I mean?
That's also true. It's very true.
And if the team is losing, the Snyder stench remains. Right?
Mm-hmm.
But the team is about to win some games.
Mm-hmm.
About to win some games.
Breath of fresh air coming.
It's like,
on and off the field.
It's got to be some sort of karma, man.
Mm-hmm.
It's finally gone. We're not going to have like all this bad luck. All the fucking bad luck we have all the time, man. Motherfuckers almost losing their legs.
Several times.
One losing his leg. One shredding his knee. Oh, man. So lost one of our best players by murder. Like, come on, bro. Like,
yeah.
We dealt through a lot of shit with this man in charge, bro. I mean, I ain't blaming him for that, but it's just
we feel you on that.
There hasn't been a high point
at all.
It's just been a series of low points.
And anytime we actually had a high, it was like some lucky shit. We you know what I mean? Like, you fluked into the first year Ron got here and we went to the playoffs. Like, that's some fluky shit.
Yeah. That's always how we get how we get in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Right? Win down
no
the stretch.
Consistent winner. No double digit wins, nothing.
I would say the high point of Snyder's ownership before we move on to other stuff. 2012 and getting Gibbs back in 2004 was a big get. But in every other instance I can think of where there was a major decision to be made, where Daniel Snyder was charged with leading whatever that was, whether it was signing Haynesworth, whether it was retaining Marty, whether it was hiring Spurrier, he always made the wrong choice. Time proved that out to be the case. He made the wrong choice every chance he got. Which
shit, that started with signing Jeff George when you had Brad Johnson.
Starting there, every last one. This man wanted to reverse the Brad Johnson trade. The NFL told him no, and that's the only reason why he has two playoff wins instead of one.
Mm-hmm.
God damn.
We should have made a fucking top 10 list of worst.
That guy can't be, but he can't even be put in the top 10. It's like a top 25, man.
Oh, for sure. We could probably make a top 50 if we keep it in
the number of atrocities committed by that guy, both on a, football sense and a like morals, ethic sense. Fucking slum. He was a slum lord, man.
We hired a fucking bingo caller.
Oh, remember? Oh my god! Fucking Sherman Lewis.
We hired Jim Zorn.
Right.
We hired
our OC first.
Didn't Zorn say Vinny called him and said, "Hey, you want the job?"
Like, what the fuck is this mom and pop's operation that you guys are running, man? Yeah, just like a very unprofessional.
We should have done that. We should have done that. Damn, Paul, we should have done that.
Man, listen, it's I don't want to delve into
oh my god
the depths of Daniel Snyder fuckery. We could do a top 100 list for there's enough material where this man could do like a 64 team bracket of just fuckery.
He's worth 100 million.
That's just the tip of the iceberg. That's only one of like 8 really and terrible things he did just that year. So, you know, it is what it is. You know, we're talking about today, Cliff, about how Forbes and Martin haven't been signed yet. I guarantee that happens on like Friday afternoon or Saturday because Daniel got the cash for it. Dan's like, I'm out signing these motherfuckers. Let Josh do it.
Well, yeah, to that point, they haven't even officially hired the offensive line coach. What's his name again?
Castillo.
Juan Castillo.
No, it's another dude, not just Castillo.
Oh, what's his name?
Trevor Wharton.
Yeah, Trevor Wharton.
Trevor Wharton. Right? That's right.
Like, Ron was like, they're waiting for ownership. So
I definitely believe that Dan's like, I'm not writing one more goddamn check. Let Josh do that shit.
Fucking the worst, man.
Well, shit, even to that point, you know, with Payne's contract, right? Didn't they, like, postpone, like, his signing bonuses and all this shit? Like,
yeah,
it was, like, pushed back or something.
They were doing all their bonuses.
Yeah, yeah. So.
Yeah. Anything else on Snyder? I think we gave him a good 30 minutes. That's 38 minutes.
Sayonara. I'm definitely going to make a top 50 list.
You won't be missed, Dan. A fuck you shout out from the Williams family. Just I hope to never think about you again. That's that.
I'm playing free at last tomorrow, baby.